And the final category up there is the fallen world system. Now, my notes are probably this long. I'll cut it down to less. But friends, there is a promotion of a global government that is growing and growing in our world today. The World Economic Forum met recently in Davos, Switzerland, and boy, was it a humdinger. They have some plans for humanity, and it includes reducing the world's population, I think it was by half. That's their desire anyway, in the next couple years. How are they going to do this? They say we got too many people crawling around on the world. Time out. What's your biblical worldview tell you? God made the earth for who? People. Animals and plants too, but yeah, people. But yet, the global world system, which is ungodly, by the way, they aren't worshiping Jesus and they aren't going to God's word for their cues. They're coming up with this in their own hearts, which are depraved and lost. And they're saying we must reduce the world's population by half in the next couple years. How are they going to do this? Well, I'll submit to you, they've already tried a couple methods. And by the way, every generation has had its Antichrist, where Satan thought, this is the one that I will use to bring my kingdom to the earth. Hitler was one of such people. And Stalin and Mao and Karl Marx, and there's always, but every generation has had an Antichrist. The word says so. Many Antichrists are going to come along, that is, ungodly leaders that are going to want to put their kingdom into place. But then there will be what? The Antichrist as we come up toward Christ's return. There will be the one where Satan's going to think, I got my man. This man is going to bring my kingdom to the world. But what does Jesus do? I'll read it for you later. It's coming. Florine, it's coming in Thessalonians. We were talking a little bit about that this morning. But friends, this global world system, new world order, whatever you want to call it, is coming. How can I say it with such confidence? Because Thessalonians talks about it, Revelation talks about it, Daniel talks about it, other places talk about it. It's coming. So, Denise, is this an avoidable thing? No. Revelation says these are the things which must take place. They're going to happen by God's allowance. It's going to happen. So, friends, we've got to arm ourselves with the fact that things are going to get rougher. Oh, Pastor, you're so negative. I go home every day discouraged. Oh, stop. Stop it. These truths must be understood so that we counter it with what? With who? With Christ, with the faith, with the word of God. That is what will help us push through these tough times that are coming. I don't know if they're coming tomorrow or next week. Some of the younger people get upset. Oh, don't talk like that. I got a life I want to live. And I say, time out. Live your life, but you better be sure you're in Christ's kingdom. Right? Y'all agree? Make sure you're in Christ's kingdom. Yeah, keep living life. Go to work. Do your thing. Be a productive citizen, but make sure you're in Christ. Make sure that you're in Christ. So the globalists are calling for a great reset. And friends, this used to be a secretive thing. I remember both of the Bushes who were presidents talked about the New World Order way back in the day. I should take and show you the YouTube videos calling for a New World Order back then. Nothing new since Genesis 11, but the globalists are getting more bold. They're right out there with it. We need a new order. We need a reset. And what they're saying is we want to bring all of the nations down to a level, eliminate various currencies, eliminate national governments, and they want to create a worldwide system of government. It's right in Revelation. It's right there. They want to suppress world economies. They want to eventually bring us to digital currency. Guess why? No longer can you pay your babysitter with a little, you know, $20. You're going to have to swipe a phone or do something, and guess what? All your transactions are trackable, traceable. Everything you buy or sell will be known by the entities, by Google and all those guys. So friends, this is coming. It's actually here. We have no clue how long this will be the setup before it all takes hold. The word talks about them claiming peace and security or peace and safety. More on that in a minute. Social credit scores. China's already doing this. So all of your social interactions are rated by the government, and if you have a pretty good credit score, you can go on the trains and buses and have great jobs and you can do stuff. But if your credit score falls, your social credit score falls, then you might not get to travel. You might be actually like told to stay in your home. So these things are real, and they may come to America. They will come to America eventually. A globalist, Klaus Schwab, said, he's kind of like one of the kingpins here recently, people will own nothing and be happy about it. Doesn't sound like the American way. No, of course. And by the way, private property, is that a biblical thing? Watch me. Yep. The Old Testament laws that God gave to his people actually govern the proper use and care for private property. So that is a God-given right. But this will be taken by the globalists. So again, I could go on and on. It gets a little grim. I know. But there are other things that they're doing that I won't even talk about. The global system will be run by 10 kings and an antichrist and a false prophet, and they will be the main players. But you know what else? The word tells us that Christ will make war against this evil system. Then in Revelation 19, his followers, having been prepared in heaven, will return with him, and he will judge the global system. He will judge it, and then he will set up his kingdom and rule for 1,000 years. That's why we talk about this, because we need to fight and strive to understand that there is a global system coming. There are so many people are going to be deceived by this. Even people in the churches all over America, around the world, they're going to, well, Pastor, I got to go with this thing because I got to have my community standing and I want my goodies and I got to have all my stuff. So I can't, I got to go. But be careful that you don't give your salvation in Christ up for the temporal things of this world. Be awake.